Little Esther. Little Esther is only 5 years old. She's quite confident and competent in setting the table or folding the clothes. She knows the difference between the applications of cabbage and lettuce, because when she helps make salads and slaw, her mother discusses the whys and wherefore of all that they are doing. When she is asked to wash the broccoli and cauliflower, she knows both how and why. Esther helps fold the clothes and put them away. She knows all of her colors, because from the earliest age, she has helped separate dirty clothes into different color piles. When Esther takes a book off of the shelf, she chooses carefully, because she wants books that have words she can read. She can read many words, not because she's been officially schooled, but because her mother has always taken time to read to her, occasionally stopping to point out words and how to say them. All this has been fun. When Esther starts school, she will already know how to read many words. Therefore, learning will not be a tense, fearful exercise, but only a continuation of her first 5 years of informal learning. Her mother spends all day stimulating her developing mind with intriguing ideas. Esther's mom has 10 children, yet she is not too busy for Esther or her younger brother. Many little children are not so blessed as Esther. Some mothers treat their children as I treat my cows. I make sure they have good things to eat, clean water, and a place to exercise. If they show any signs of sickness, I attend to them immediately. This is good for cows, but if you raise kids like that, you're going to have a brood of little dummies. Unlike your care of the cows, the training of your children is the deepest expression of your love for them.